After a moment, Jin said, "There is no well in our village."
"No well? No water?" he asked. "Are you sure about that?"
He looked like an angry bird. For a moment, Jin was afraid.
"Yes, sir," said Jin. "The well is just outside our village, not in our village. We have to carry water a long way. I know because that's my job."
"You're sure about that?" the man asked again.
Jin thought he was trying to get her to change her mind. The strange thing was, Jin was tempted to do just that. She wanted the man to smile and say,
"Good answer, Jin."
Luckily, she remembered what her father had said and stuck to the truth.
"Yes, sir, I'm sure."
The man stared at her for a moment. Then he nodded and wrote something down. Later, Jin was sitting on the edge of her mother's bunk. She felt very sad. She had a sick feeling that she had failed the test. Jin didn't know whether she had answered the men in the way they had wanted. How could she? She didn't know these men or what they liked. Jin went over the test in her mind. She couldn't think of any moment where the immigration officers seemed pleased or friendly. What could she do?
"Jin, don't look so unhappy."
Jin looked up and saw Mrs. Schwartz standing over her.
"I'm afraid we will never get into the United States," Jin said sadly.
"Cheer up," Mrs. Schwartz told her.
"You don't think I was always an American citizen, do you?"
"No, we came to the United States from Germany. I was just about your age, but I never gave up. And look at me."
Jin looked at Mrs. Schwartz. Why was this woman so cheerful? She wondered.
"Better start packing, Jin," Mrs. Schwartz said.
"You're going to the United States."